Okay. So, you can play on any odd-sized board if it's odd, square. So, let's take a... Let's just pretend that those are square. I already counted. Well, this is an 8x8, but so you wouldn't play on this, but I can show you gameplay with this. It doesn't. Okay. So you can number and letter these things if you like, but I don't. Yeah. Whatever. You have black and white stones. Black always plays first, unlike chess. Black is considered the weaker opponent. And so, if you're playing an uneven game, like if you're playing with me and I'm much better than you, then I'm going to play white, you're going to play black. If it's an even game, you can do this process where you take the person who plays black will, or the person who plays white will just take a handful of stones, put their hand on the board like this. The player who plays black will either take two or one, and they're betting. This is odd or even number. So if they put two down, you count this out. Okay. That's odd. So white wins. It's white. That person who had white gets to play white. Person who wins gets to be the better player. They get the white. That process is called neat. This is just adding. So, Go is a game of liberty. If you have a black stone right here, how many liberties do you have? What is a liberty? It has four liberties. You can see in four directions. Okay? So, you can go in four ways. How about if we put another black stone that's much bigger? Right here. I'm an artist. So. I'm serious. I get paid for this. How many liberties does this group have? Okay, good. So, what if we put another black stone right here? How many liberties does this group own? No. We have two groups. This has six, and this has four. So it's very about seeing along the line, right? Now, if you were to put another stone right here, how many liberties do you have? A lot. Good. So in this case, they're connected. Without that, they're not. The connection is important. If you want to capture a stone, let's pretend that there's a white stone right here. Okay, so black will play here, and the stone is removed. So this is one of the things you want to do. Go, tap, go. But it's not the only. it's actually really kind of complicated. But the thing that you want to do, the object of the game, go, is capture more territory. And then, okay. So what is that? I can't even tell you. Let's pretend we have another board. I'm just going to draw a line. Let's look at this situation. There are some other things I should tell you while I'm drawing this. Let's pretend that this stone, this situation is like this. There's no stone here, right? White has been captured already. Is white, you think, allowed to play back to this area next turn? No, because it has no loop, right? Every stone that's on the board has to have. Okay, so you can't. It's a legal move to play back. All right, since you guys are hackers, right? What if we have this situation? Oh. There's a white stone here and here. It's white's turn. Where do you think white would go? Middle of the black one. So white plays here, captures the stone. Now it's black. Where does black want to go? Back here. Well, that's a problem, right? We have an instant. Right? Sorry? Excellent question. So when white takes here, there's no more stone. Right? White has a liberty. So white's left. So capturing happens first, right? When you place, and in placing you capture, then you have liberties, you're allowed. Playing here, after the stone has already been removed and you're white, you want to play back, no liberties, can't capture. Okay? So, this situation, you're white. Oh, good question. This is called the rule of Comey, and it's one of the only rules that you have. So what it means is white plays here, captures black. Black's not allowed to play. It's illegal. Okay? So black plays somewhere else, like here. White can either end the co by playing in here, right? Or if white plays somewhere else, then black's allowed to take. So what this says is the board's not listed. And this way you avoid it. Now, one of the questions that hackers always ask, okay, well, what if you play a move and then 129 moves later, it's the same board again? I don't know. there's no rule for that, okay? So if you're going to write it down and make sure that it doesn't happen 129 moves from now, you can do it. But generally, it's just a one-move thing. That's how you do it. So. So come up here so that I can show you on the board, because this is limited in some ways. So this is basically what the situation looks like. Okay. So this is more visually healing. So it's black turn, right? Black plays here, captures white. So white's gone. White's turn. White plays here. So that's white plays somewhere else. Black turn. Black can end the co by playing here. So there's no more contest. Black plays somewhere else. Board's different. White's a left cut. So that's rule of cut. I said Comey earlier. That's wrong. Comey's. so let's look at this for a second. I'll put it on the board here. In this situation, can black be captured? Let's imagine we have a whole lot of white stone. We'll just stick them all the way around and block up all those liberties. Mm-hmm. Do I want to? Yeah, I do. Thanks. I don't even. You don't have your chairs. Your chairs are good. Okay. So, we're just going to block up all your liberties with white here. Can white capture this group? Yeah. I know. Glad you're here. Hey, you didn't take it. So can white capture this group of black stone? What would white do? Somebody, anybody. Do it. And you see, in doing this, all the black stones would be right? Okay. Let's look at another secret. What about this? Okay. Let's plug up all these liberties with white. Can this black group be captured? Who wants to play white? Okay, what happens if you're white? Where do you want to go?
Try to go.
Well, we already looked at that. That's illegal. No, liberty is not on the board. You want to go there? Same problem. No, because look at the okay. Where which stones would be captured if white placed?
These ones.
But they're connected to these, as we see, right? So these are unconnected, as we saw, right?
Okay. So
and these are connected. Exactly. So when you capture when a group has no more liberty, right? So does this group have no more liberties? It has one. So since white playing here is an illegal move and it comes off the board, this black can no longer ever be captured. It's safe completely. So that means that in this situation, black has 2 points here. So in all of this work that you've done, you have 2 points. Yeah. Now, let's pretend that in doing so, you lost these 4 stones. You would have -2 points. Because your prisoners count against you. So that's how you do the score. Yeah. Your score is the amount of territory that you own minus the prisoners that you lost. So, a game of 19 by 19, if you play on which we're going to get into, there's a couple places you can play on the internet. One is the IGS, and Go server. It's older than the internet. It's based on an IRC protocol and it's been connected to players. Games go for about 45 minutes, which is about normal gameplay for people who play regularly. Beginners, I played with I played with a beginner once, and we had a game that went for 6 hours. So, don't let that happen. One of the best advice I ever got when I was learning Go was lose your first 100 games as quickly as possible. Because when you're sitting there thinking about things, you don't really know what you're thinking about yet. You need to just play and get a feel for this group is safe, this group isn't. Like, if I play here, then this stone is going to get captured and it's not connected to this. There's all these different patterns that happen all of the time, just like in chess and other strategy games. You start noticing patterns, and then you can start actually strategizing. Lose your first 100 games as quickly as possible. So, you play on a 9x9. That's a very good question. You play on a 9x9 because in a 9x9, if you can imagine, about this size, right? You get into complex situations immediately, right? So you start noticing patterns very quickly. Games go much faster. So you both start noticing patterns, and you both get better quickly. So this never, ever, ever, ever happens. Ever. It's an example to show you how a group cannot be captured. But to get this situation is very, 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 very rare because people don't play in these patterns. Okay, who wants to play that? Score is not always negative. In fact, with reasonably experienced players, players who've played more than 10 games, there's almost never a negative score. So. Played. Okay, so. No. I mean, like, if you have no stones left, right, you have 1 stone, and they have 1 stone, and you have 20 prisoners, and they have 20 prisoners, you just trade them. Right, the score is the same, so then you have stones to play with. That's the only case that you would reuse for not in game play. No. So, what I want to ask is, what is a reasonable first move on a 19 by 19 board? Who wants to play black? Take the corner. Can anybody tell me why this is a stupid move? Two liberties. Good. So, okay, so what would white do? Play there. Oh, 1 liberty left. This is called Atari. Atari means you only have 1 liberty left. So, you want to gain liberties? Play there. Have 2 liberties? Good.
What?
1 liberty. This will go to the end of the board, and black will lose. So, this is a stupid first. How about another first move? Who wants to play black? Directly in the center. What is this game? All liberty. 4 liberties. All options open. Anybody tell me why this is not a good move? That's a reasonable thing to think about. It's neutral. You have no control over anything, right? You have option to go in any direction, which means that you don't have control over it. That, whatever. You don't have odds to be the first move. Oh, whatever. Okay, so who wants to play black? First move. Show me, show me.
Yeah.
One of these dots. It's like they're there for a reason or something, you know? Who knew? Okay, these are called star points, and they don't mean anything special except that they help you counting, right? So playing 19 is a big grid. Okay, that's 3, 4, whatever. Right? Star points. This is a very, very, very common first. What? Why is it a good place to play there?
Yep.
Zach. Four liberties in all directions. You're putting a flag in the corner. Okay. It's going to be hard for you to capture it because I'm already. Okay. So what do you think white would respond to that? Oh! Or that, or that. So there's.
At that point, it's really not.
Opening moves are a science, which I am too naive. So, there's this whole thing called Joseki, and it's a... it's a 4,000-year-old science, and there's all kinds of theories about it. I've played enough to know that opening moves really do matter. So, you play here, the difference between playing here and playing here might be big. Might not be. I don't think it's that big. The difference between playing here and playing here, very, very, right? So that's something to think about. There's common patterns for opening called Joseki. So this is a common move. 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 You can imagine everything in this area is about the same good, right? You can see that, right? It depends on how you want to play your next move, right? So if you play here and you're sure that your opponent is going to play here, right, then maybe you don't want to play there, right? You're like, if I do that, you know he's going to do that. So maybe I'll do this. And that's stronger, right? Because if he plays out here, then I play here, and I've got control of this spot. So that's why you might not play. So... when you start playing with really sophisticated, which I do need, there's a group called the Brooklyn Go Club. It's a Go Club that's existed in the 70s because it's near the American Go Association headquarters. They're very tied into that. And so you have a lot of very good players have all of this ideas about etiquette. Some of the things is that you hold your stones like this. I don't really know why. I don't know the history, but it does make this really satisfying sense when you do that. And I think that's why, really, at the end of the day, they're really good. Because they have these all these aesthetics about the board like this to make it. Exactly. You can get very expensive go boards if you're into it. So I think at that point, it's an aesthetic. And it's his, which is our stuff. I didn't bring my book. So if you want to be, you know, pretentious like that, but you know. You should look at your local chess shop, and they might have one in the back that's dusty. That's how I got my first. So, failing that, the internet. There's a lot of really good stuff from very cheap to very expensive you can find on the internet, various places. That's kind of, but sure. Yeah, but they're not good. They're not as good as this. What? There's not such good stuff in Denver, actually. I was really excited about them, and then I played with the Brooklyn Globe Club, and they have real boards. And I was like, wow. Yeah, they're cheap. They are cheap. I got them at your local mall store. It's Your Move. And also, I brought some of those boards with me, so if you like them, I definitely go with a wooden board over a cardboard board like this. But this one's big, so it's easy to show you. More glass? That's something. I think that you'll find if you travel that Go is more popular in almost every other place. I haven't been to South America or Canada
like
or anything.
Soccer.
But, yeah, it's very much like soccer in that sense. But there's a lot of clubs in Europe and lots of competitions. In Asia, I haven't been, but I have a feeling. So I want to play a 9x9 game with somebody, anybody here, while we all watch. We can talk about the move. The game. That's one of the most difficult questions to get up. The game is over when both players pass in success. So when I say, there's no better place for me to move, I pass. And you say, I agree, pass. Then the game. Knowing when to pass. It's something that many beginners have very big problems. So maybe we'll just show that
towards the end.
Exactly. And if you do it at the wrong time, you will be pwned. Yeah, actually, it is. You can go. Or you can pass and they can play, and you can pass and play. And if what they're playing does help them, then that's good. So, fight among yourselves for who wants to play me in this 9x9. All right? No challengers? No challengers? It's girls against boys. Why we? Okay. So this is our 9x9 board. I'm going to play white. And I'm
how do you know?
And I'm gonna let you take 2-stone handicap. So what that means, you get to take 2 stones on the board before I start. When you play with people that you're not evenly played with, oh, I should tell you that. this doesn't matter really so much with beginners. Like just play. If you're differently matched, start having that. Like I'm beating you every time. When you start playing Go Club, even if you're not playing competitively, you're gonna want to have a rank so that you know how to handicap your team. So I'm something like a 13-2, and I play with 1 dom. Means that I take 9. but your ranking is weird, right? Okay, so for amateur players, your Q ranking, and the higher your Q ranking, the most beginner. Okay. So when you first start playing and the number, I'm just going to say 20Q. So your first game, you're okay, I'm something like a 13. And when you're a 1Q, you get to do this stuff. And if you're good enough, you just call yourself a 1 Don and go up to Don level. So the higher your Don level, the... And then there's T, which is so people who are professional have gone through a testing thing. We don't have, so but they, it's a really big deal in Asia, and in fact, you can play Go as a living in Asia by titles. There's some like stuff here. So you have to go through this process of professional. So if you're just really good and you have done this, you, what?
Yeah, poster
I don't. Excellent. They're all Asian guys. Come on. Sorry. Okay. So.
She's like, what's wrong with that?
You know. Okay. So, when you play a 19 by 19, your handicap points usually go on star points. So if I'm playing a 9 stone game and you're a 1 don, then I'm going to put stones on all of the star points. So that's what a 9 is game. Right. And you can imagine it's just a little thing. I'm still losing. Oh, man, it's crazy. So that's what a 9 stone game looks like. You don't usually go above 9 stones, and if you're playing with more of a handicap than 9 stones, you can slam, basically. So, yeah. So, when you play a 9x9, and you're doing 2 stones, mostly it's like that. There's some people that let you just put them wherever you want, but you've been playing a little bit, and you want to put them wherever you want, you don't want to put them in those places. So here's our 2 stone game. Let's play.
Is it better to create groups or to create lots of little places?
Depends on what point in the game. In the very beginning, you want to just spread out. This is my... If I drop 100 parachuters of Germany, the likelihood that 2 of them are going to meet up and do something good is better than if I drop them all. They're all good. So in the beginning of the game, you do that. If you're losing... Or you have a group that's in trouble, you need to fortify that group. And if one of your group threats, then you need to focus. In the beginning, basically one. Yep. Keep asking questions. Anyway, that's what this is. Trust your instinct. So quickly, because that's gonna lose quickly. Great. That's the one. It depends on who. See, I play almost exclusively, so it's really hard to explain why I do the things that I do. But for example, if this was a 19x9, and your first move was here, right? And my first move was here, and your second move was here. My third move would not be here. I'll tell you that. Right. My third move would be over here, right?
Okay.
Because I want to try to be in as many places as my opponent is, right? And just because this has 6 liberties instead of 4 doesn't really help me at this point, right? Because I want more space than you. And you're not threatening that, right? Like, this still has 4 liberties. It's no big deal.
So essentially a land grab,
right?
First.
Now, if you're here, right, I'm not going to play here. I'm going to play here. Okay? Because I'm threatened. Right? So, in the beginning, you want to be in as many places as possible. When you're threatened, or when you're trying to really build something in an area, like here, she's trying to build something over here. And I'm going to try to kill her, and we'll see if that happens. But
thanks for the heads up.
No problem. So in here, her next, if I play around here somewhere, like, let me just pretend that my next move is here, right? She's going to want to build in here instead of, like, trying to get more space over here or something, right? But in the beginning, you want to be in as many places as possible. I'm going to move there. Okay.
No, see, this is where I'm starting to lose it.
Well, here's where we get into strategy. Okay.
Understood that move.
Good. Who didn't understand that move?
All right.
I'm watching this on a 7-second delay, and it just messes with my mind.
7-second delay? What are you censoring?
Yeah, no swearing. Damn it.
You can occasionally look off to the side and see the future. Oh my God! Look out!
Yeah, I've never seen that before. I see behind you.
Spooky. What?
I see behind you. I was watching that. Spooky.
This is cool.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, so what you just did was what we call playing into Atari. So if I go here, I'm just going to kill you. Which I'd like to do. So if you want to keep that, that's okay with me. But if you want to change it, that's okay with me too.
That's okay. I'll live with my mistake. All right,
okay.
That went in the game. All right. That would just
there we
to
go.
The center row, right?
As you go, no! Oh, okay.
Control of the center is not such a big deal as control of the center in chess would go. What you want is control of more space. So if you look at a 19 by 19 board, and let's pretend that black owns everything in between here, the star points, and white owns everything outside of it, that's exactly the same amount of space. So if you have control over all of the spaces, all of the sides, you're in just as good a position as if you have control of the center. So because all the stones move in the same way, there's no one point that you have a real power over.
It's also harder to build structures that live in the center. It's easier to build structures with more open space against the walls, so
right.
A lot more points come on the outside than on the inside.
The smallest living structure is this. Can you see that? How that's incapturable? So that's the least number of pieces you'll ever need to make a living structure.
So these two are not linked, correct?
Well, this stone has 4 liberties, and this stone has 3 liberties. But what are you going to do to break up that connection?
Right.
So they're sort of linked.
Okay. They're linked in the way that I can do nothing to stop them.
If you were in this position, and it was your turn, you could break it up.
Okay.
But since you're not,
I could play there and take this.
Right, exactly.
Not that specific turn because you just lost one there. No one
well, if it was there and it was her turn, then she could take it. Aha! Atari. When you're playing with beginners, it's polite to say Atari when you put a group so that it has only one liberty. It's not required. And it's not required that you fix it. So if you want to play over here after I say Atari, it's your choice.
So you're telling me that you have the option of blocking these and taking them out?
Sure do.
Okay, so I should play here.
Well, okay. Let's look at
them. No, because then I can still lose it. I'm not a very good strategist, I'll tell you that right now.
No, this is great. You're already...
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take them out.
There's pretty much no getting out of that, I guess.
Yep. Okay. But this was a good move. You might be able to make a living structure over.
So living structure is just anything that contains it.
Anything that can't be captured, right? So at the end of the game, the only things that are on there are living structures. Everything else, like if we have this situation, right? Let's just pretend it's like that, and this is the edge of the board, okay? Maybe it's like that. This stone doesn't live, right? Because it's not connected to anything, doesn't have 2 eyes. So at the end of the game, this is my prisoner. Even if it's still on the board, it's not.
It needs to have 2 liberties.
It needs, right. We call them 2 eyes, not 2 liberties. So, again, in this situation, this stone has 2 liberties, not a lot. So it needs to have 2 spaces that it can control so that white can't play in both and capture it. Like the example we did over here earlier.
The 2 eyes don't necessarily have to be 2 individual points. They could be 2 completely separate groups of points.
Exactly. So we have this, kind of like this example. Okay? So it could be like this, 2 eyes. Black can't play in both places. It could also be like that, and that's a living structure. Because black can't play both in here and all of this at the same time. So it's kind of hard to see that at the end, like saying eyes is kind of hard for beginners to grasp. But basically it has to be incapturable. So you have to look at a structure and say, is there any way they could completely surround me and take me? And if it's no, then you're fine. And if it's yes, then you need to protect it or you need to say goodbye. I like to name my stones that I feel really bad when they die. This little Johnny, little Susie. All right. Good move. All right. I'm going to dominate.
Told him you can play on the edge, right?
Well, you can see in this example that we had, you play on the edge. I don't think I said it exactly, but it's been in the examples. Everybody understands that? You can play here. See how it would have been the same on the other side? Mm. If you had played here, I still would have played here. Still Atari.
But if she had played that other spot, she could have gotten out of it. No?
No.
No.
How could she have gotten out of this?
Can't she play right here? Oh, never mind.
How many liberties should she have?
She would just would have lost one more of these.
Right.
So it's wiser for her to play over here because in a sense she only loses one.
Gotcha.
Two or three.
Still keep coming back.
it's a common game. Aha. I'm back. I'll respond to that. This is a common move called the monkey jump.
Don't talk about
the monkey. To tell. Lots and lots of moves have little names, as you might learn. This position is often called the dog's mouth. This position is often called the horse's mouth. Just names for shapes. This is the monkey jump.
What does it mean?
Well, why don't you try to do something to that? We'll see. We'll see. The monkey will jump. Jump.
We have about 10 minutes left in the presentation.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with...
We've got about 10 minutes left in our game. So. We'll see. I'll just try to speed it up. The video.
Easy for you to say.
It just go with your instincts. Thinking about things at this point is, I don't want to say futile, but...
Premature.
Premature. I like premature.
Hey!
I'm sorry!
Because this has nowhere to go now?
It has one liberty. Okay. Right, so.
Which, if I went here, would still only...
Still get count
one. So I can just leave that man behind and worry about other things
this
at this
is
point?
The power of the monkey jump. This strange move is surprisingly powerful when it's on the edge. Because if you were to play any point in here, if you were to play here, then I play here, you play here, and I play here, I'm connected. Right? If you play here, then I play here, you play here, I play here, I'm connected. So, pretty much no matter what you do, I'm going to be okay. That situation. Where'd you go? Over here?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I suck at this.
No. This is good for our first game. You're noticing all the little tricks I'm trying to tell you. Except for the monkey jump.
She can get out of that one, right?
Well, no, you can't really get out of the monkey jump.
Yeah, that one's defensible. Yeah. Oh, the Atari.
Oh, God, now you guys are putting the pressure on. Now I got to figure out how.
That wasn't it.
Is that not it?
That wasn't it.
I don't know how to do it.
That's not either.
That's not I suck at checkers, okay?
So what am I going to do? I'm gonna take this down, right? How can you prevent me from taking it?
By going there myself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now I'm going to put you in Atari again.
See, I thought you all were focusing on this one. So.
Well, that one's there.
I was on the wrong target. So now I want to
I'm good, too. Oh,
no?
Look, I put you in Atari again. One of your groups
group
has only one liberty. Which group?
Laid the group.
Yeah?
Very good. And now you're defense. You're all set up. So that's how you save that stuff.
Jen, earlier you mentioned there was an etiquette. I take it they don't want people like trying to like really psych the other one out.
Because
that would be considered rude.
Well, sure. Another thing that's considered really rude is something like wiping off stones off the board.
But
just happened to me.
Or holding a pile of stones in your hand and knocking them back and forth.
Yeah, this might be considered rude to some people, or like. Or whatever,
yeah,
but...
Stones I have.
Yeah. Basically, you know. Okay. So, you went here?
Yeah, I don't know if I should have. But
no, it's fine. It's a good move. Oh, interesting.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Then 9 is very cool because you ended a complex situation. This is a very complex move. Who sees the complex one?
It's very complex.
For those of you who know, this is another this is a named situation called a snapback. It involves a strategy of sacrifice. I'll just show you.
Please do.
No problem. So, you're black. My prisoner. Play here. What do I do? Capture? Uh-oh. My group of white has only one liberty left. Snapback.
And that doesn't fall prey to the infinite loop rule because you're capturing more.
Exactly. The board does not repeat itself.
Not repeating.
Okay. We'll just leave it like that. Continue. No problem.
Good move.
Good move.
Really good move.
Good move.
I feel like a muse came to me.
So we're very close to the end here. I'm just going to make sure that some things are very safe here. So let's just take a time out real fast. What groups are alive and what groups are dead? Everybody.
This group is alive.
This group is alive. Good. Other black groups.
That's it.
White groups. White groups are alive. White groups are dead.
White groups alive.
This white.
You don't have to look at the board, huh? Yes. Are any white groups dead? All right. So this is pretty much the game, right? Like, what has to be done? What spaces does no one own? What spaces don't belong to white and don't belong to black? Yes. These four, this one.
And what about that corner?
What about this corner? Shall we play it out? Haven't we decided that all the other black groups are dead? This group lives? Then it's mine.
Okay.
Okay, so if we were to be clean about things, we can end the game like this if you want, right? And then these count towards no one, and these are your points and these are my points. Or if we wanted to be clean about things, I would play here, and you would play here, and I would play here, and you would play here. And it would be...
She's so sure.
And this is called Dame. Places that no one owns. And because I take a turn and you take a turn, it's zero sum. Whether we count the game without it or count the game with it, it's the same score. Does everybody see that? Okay. So I had three prisoners. You have three prisoners. No, you have four prisoners. So the dead stones here, right? Everyone agrees? Don't live? This? Dead? This? Dead? Any other dead stones on the board? No. It's connected. Because how is white going to take this stone? Where would white play? Okay, if white plays here, black takes. If white plays here, black takes. In both cases, black is secure. So it doesn't need to be the exchange.
Doesn't really need to be connected.
Exactly. Because it's connected. It's just not attached. Right. Okay. So scoring, the very last thing we have to talk about, which hopefully we have 2 minutes for. To make things easy, instead of saying, oh, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, we just push things to their borders, so it doesn't change the number, it just changes the space. So I would do this, for example. You can see that's about all the same amount of space. And then you take the prisoners, and you fill up my space with them.
Oh, crap.
Okay? So there. So this is my score. I'm going to fill up your space with your prisoners. Okay, so this is your score. So what's my score? 18, 19, and your score is 5. 19 to 5. And that's the final result of the game. Any questions?
100,000,000, but, you know.
Beautiful. resources, you're going to want to Google for Sensei's Library. There is all kinds of information on there. There's puzzles that you can play. There's all kinds of documentation on the rules and everything. So you can check it out, whatever. I have 4 boards, I believe, with me. And I will leave them out here or out there or wherever there's room for them. And people can play. And I'm available. There's a bunch of other people here who play Go if you want to ask questions, like Seth, okay. Suturin, McFly knows a little, Christian knows a little. Do you want to play with somebody? Anybody else want to volunteer to play Go? All right. Well, there's more people here at the conference who didn't come in my talk because they're like, I already know how to play Go. I don't have to come. So, anyway, there's boards and you should all play. Thanks for playing. Good game.
I was wondering what I do with that.
Yeah, well, you left it here. At my point. Oh, you can take it back with you if you want.
No, no.
Sorry, we're moving around.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'll just the mag was cutting out, so we'll see how it goes.
Cool, thanks.
These are
these booths and get someone to sign.